President Bush was quick to respond to the bin Laden tape as he wrapped up a campaign stop in Toledo, Ohio. He spoke on the tarmac next to Air Force One.
Let me make this very clear. Americans will not be intimidated or influenced by an enemy of our country. I'm sure Senator Kerry agrees with this. I also want to say to the American people that we're at war with these terrorists, and I am confident that we will prevail.
NPR's David Wellna is traveling with the president, and he joins us by cell phone. David, this videotape has to have been a jolt to the campaign in its final days.
It really was, and we heard from White House spokesman Scott McClellan as well about this tape. He told reporters when he arrived here in Columbus that the intelligence community has said that they believe the tape of bin Laden is authentic, and he says that it appears to have been taped recently. McClellan said that the tape is being analyzed now, and he said, quote, if there is actionable intelligence on it, we will act. However, McClellan also added that there is no immediate change in the threat level, and he really sort of skirted questions about whether the tape had been deliberately designed to sway the results of the election next Tuesday. Now, presidential advisor Karen Hughes says that the president has not spoken with Senator John Kerry about this matter, although both of them have made public statements about it.
Osama bin Laden is not a name that the president mentions very often in his speeches these days.
No, it's not. Sources in the Bush campaign say that the president actually already knew about the bin Laden tape this morning when he addressed a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire. And it just so happened that the campaign had invited several relatives of people who were killed on 9/11. And, you know, they formed a backdrop for the president as he delivered a speech almost entirely about national security and quite specifically about how he and the nation responded to the 9/11 attacks. And he also made the case that his invasion of Iraq was part of a larger global war on terrorism. But, you know, some of the language he used this morning almost seemed a direct response as well to bin Laden and the tape that he's come out with now. At one point, the president said, quote, our strategy to win the war on terror is succeeding. We are shrinking the area where terrorists can operate freely. We have the terrorists on the run, and so long as I am your president, we'll be determined and steadfast, and we will keep the terrorists on the run, to which the crowd responded, four more years.
Does this videotape, do you think, distract from the message that the campaign hoped to be emphasizing this weekend?
Well, I don't think it really does, because President Bush really has been making the argument over the past few days about who can best keep America safe, he or Senator Kerry. And it sort of guarantees the issues that he wants to talk about, that he feels are his strong suit, national security, protecting the nation, is what both he and Senator Kerry will be talking about this weekend. He's been insistent that the country is in danger, and in a sense, this is sort of a reverse October surprise from bin Laden that seems to confirm his repeated warnings. And so I guess we can expect to hear him say again and again in the next 3 days that he's the best choice for protecting Americans.
Okay, thank you, David.
You're quite welcome.
NPR's David Wellna reporting from the Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio.